on the line, and this is a case that is interesting insofar as you've got a client charged with burglary. Mr. Wireman, good evening, by the way. Welcome to the show.
Thank you very much, Phil.
You have a client accused of burglary and breaking and entering. Is that correct?
Well, let me back up and tell you this is a case that I took originally in the early part of this month. He was charged April 7th for breaking and entering and third-degree burglary of a home in Morgan. I was charged by police at that time. He was kept and released the following morning while we posted bail. And is really in an interesting disposition because he had fallen asleep and the police captured him after he had fallen asleep in a woman's house. And
this is not the smartest guy in the world, huh?
I'm not going to comment on his intelligence. I will tell you that he had fallen asleep after breaking into this woman's house.
What is this gentleman's name?
His name is Donald Halyard. He lives in Lynch from Los Angeles.
Donald Halyard. So he breaks into a woman's house and falls asleep, correct?
You let me conclude my story. I'll give you...
Okay, I'm sorry for interrupting.
He does not deny that he broke into the woman's house. What we maintain is that he would not have been apprehended by the police had he not fallen asleep. And the reason that we give, and one of the many reasons why this man was overcome with fatigue, was because he has a government job. He works for a state agency. He had been putting in long hours and not making, frankly, quite a lot of money. And so you have a combination of a financial and economic need on top of the fact that he was overworked, very tired, and yes, fell asleep in the commission of this crime. Now, she, the lady found her front door open. She found the jewelry boxes open. That was all that he had gotten into at the time, although he'd rifled through some drawers and so forth. But he did, as a result of this fatigue, fall asleep in our house. Then he woke up, went to use the restroom, and the police were there.
Now, the lady saw him. Is that correct?
Yes, she did. She came home and found him and very quietly called the police, and they came and placed him under arrest.
Well, why are you pleading not guilty on this?
Because we do not feel that had he not fallen asleep, he would not have been captured by the police. And the result of his falling asleep, cause of his falling asleep, was a government, a state job, which had been causing him to work some very long hours. Now, before you tell me that I'm crazy, listen to me.
Because that's just about what I was going to tell you.
All right, listen to me. The man would not have been apprehended had he not fallen asleep in this...
Can I interrupt you? Do you think this guy's bright?
His intelligence I will not comment on. I'm not going to go down that road with you, no matter how much you try to make me. I will not...
You don't want to comment on whether this guy, a burglar who falls asleep in a house, you don't want to comment on whether he's bright or not?
I will not go down that road with you. I want to finish the comments that I'm making.
All right.
He was... God damn it, I forgot where I was.
You were talking about how he fell asleep and he would never have been caught.
That's correct. So we maintain that he never would have been apprehended had he not fallen asleep and had he not a job that was causing him to work late hours and causing him an economic necessity, he would not have had to break into the house in the first place. So therefore, we plead not guilty because he never would have been caught and the police never would have arrested him. And furthermore, my client, Mr. Halyard, has been very honest and forthcoming with the evidence here. He does not deny that he went into the house, but he did not take anything, and the police should not arrest him because he had fallen asleep and he would not...
Wouldn't have been caught.
He would not have been caught, no. Now, there are a couple of things at work. First of all, I'd like to know, whatever happened to innocent until proven guilty in a court of law? I've been an attorney for 40 years, retired now, and I've seen a lot of, you remember the O.J., the Simpson deal.
Right.
And they rushed to judge. There's a judgment that went on with that. Now you have this situation where a guy who is out of economic necessity needs to get into a house, and he falls asleep. And would you be caught burglarizing a house if you didn't fall asleep?
I can't. You're asking me a question I can't answer. I don't know what it would take for me to bust into somebody's house. I don't think I'd fall asleep there.
Well, there's a good chance you wouldn't be caught if it didn't have an alarm or anything like that. Now, we need to make sure that we have a civil society.
I don't know whether I'd be caught or not if I busted into somebody's house. That's not a fair question.
Well, one thing is for sure. If you don't fall asleep, you've got a damn good chance of getting away. If you fall asleep, the chance of getting caught is increased, correct?
Yes. I'll go with you on that.
All right. Now, we need to make sure that we have a civil society and a society that is fair. And we're simply arguing, we'll argue before the court, that the concept of forgive and forget and let bygones be bygones, which is instrumental and fundamental to the birth of this nation and the civil deal that we got, well, that's the whole thing. And this poor bastard who finds his way into a woman's house, falls asleep, never would have been caught by the police. You see, our point is that the police...
Oh, hold on. I don't want to...
I want to finish the point I'm making here.
Yeah, but I don't need to interrupt. The guy busted into the house. Does he admit that or does he not?
Well, does he admit it? He was found there.
He's not pleading guilty to that?
No. He's not pleading guilty. We're pleading not guilty to all it.
So did he break into the house or did he not?
Mr. Henry, you need to listen a little more carefully.
All right, so he's pleading not guilty to all of that stuff.
You got it, my friend. Now, he was in the house when arrested by police, but he had fallen asleep in that house and therefore would not have been caught by the police. Now, what we are looking for not only is a rendering by the court of a not guilty verdict, we want a formal apology, and they also want our client reinstated in his job and back pay for the days that he missed and the charges dropped. Because, again, the idea that the police were set up to be crime investigators as opposed to crime preventers is one of the fundamental tenets of our society and shall not be abridged. And so,
say that again. If the police were instituted, why?
Police came about to prevent crime, not to investigate crime. And therefore, this is beyond the purview of the police. It is a simple case of bygones be bygones. All charges should be dropped, and let the man go on his way. Had he not had a job that worked him half to death and that necessitated him burglarizing a house, if he so believes that that is what he needed to do, then he never would have broken into the house in the first place.
But you aren't saying that he broke into the house.
We are not admitting that, no. We are saying that he fell asleep, and therefore the police found him in a house that he otherwise would not have been in. And that is the point. And all other cases, and I could cite many of them, where people have come up against the law in the past, must be counted on.
All right, I'm going to ask you to cite some of those cases.
Well, you can talk about Ed Begley Jr., Ed Begley, who has been involved in the forest deforestation issue, was arrested by police in protesting the deforestation of the Santa Monica Conservancy. Alec Baldwin. The list of presidents goes on and on, and that's what we're talking about, Phil.
All right, but what we're really talking about here is Donald Helliard, busted by the cops, because he's inside this lady's house, and he was caught there because he'd fallen asleep.
That's right. That is exactly right.
Now, what is this? He woke up?
The woman came in and saw him there. He had woken up. He was going to use the bathroom, and the police Excuse me, I'm a little bit out of breath here.
All right, calm down.
The woman caught him while he was using the toilet, and then the police showed up.
All right.
Well, you know, you can laugh, Mr. Talk Show Host, but the law is very clear.
All right, I'm not laughing at all. I want to know exactly where you stand on this, what your client is thinking, and all other things, okay? This is Legal Spotlight. Harvey Wireman, legal analyst, is with us, taking a case of Donald Halyard, who was found asleep in a woman's house. They've charged him with breaking and entering third-degree burglary. Mr. Wireman arguing on behalf of his client. His client never would have been caught had he not fallen asleep. Charges need to be dropped. 1-800-5201-KFI, Orange County. 5201-KFI in L.A. County. Torrance on KFI AM 640. Hello.
Yes, hello?
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah, hi. I'm just wondering, whatever happened to the fact that this guy was in her house committing a crime, and we're just completely overlooking that fact and going straight to the fact that he fell asleep? So what if you know,
we do not have the commission of a crime if you do not have evidence of
he was in
crime.
Her, did they find her, him in her house?
However,
or did they find him out on somebody else's house?
They would not have found him in that house had he not fallen asleep.
But don't we all work long hours? Only he worked long hours?
I would say this, that the man suffered from a condition. He was fatigued.
He wanted more money.
And the fact of the matter remains, the police never would have found him.
But every criminal that gets caught, should they say, well, we should not go to jail because you caught me?
No, I was tired,
and I wasn't running fast
enough?
I'm not
saying that. I'm saying the police certainly didn't do their job.
Well, no, they had some assistance by the victim.
They didn't have assistance by the victim. They had assistance from Mr. Halyard, who'd fallen asleep.
He never would have been caught
had he not fallen. What, you don't sleep?
I do sleep, but
okay.
Not when I'm burglarizing somebody else's
house.
But the
fact of the matter is that sleep is a necessary element of human survival. Would you agree with that or not?
I sure would.
Therefore, the gentleman who was engaged in the necessary element of human survival. I beg your pardon?
What kind of justice is this?
This is America, the United States of America, where I practiced law for 40 years.
Dollars.
What happened to live and let live?
Live and let live in your own home.
What happened to...
You're working your own job.
What happened to...
If you were in your home, burglarizing your house, and you came home, what would you do?
What would I do?
Yes.
And that depends on what I would do.
You'd probably grab your gun.
I don't have a gun, ma'am. I don't need a gun. Where do you live?
I live in a pretty nice area.
Do you have a weapon?
No, but if I knew how to use one, I would have one.
Well, you'd probably turn your gun on me, wouldn't you?
I probably would if you burglarized my house.
Because you'd like to blow away a 79-year-old man who served his country in the United States Marine Corps.
Well, perhaps you served too long, and now you're getting the justice all mixed up.
Get out of here.
What kind of an argument is that?
He's obviously guilty. You're bumming me out.
Do you spend your free time at the courthouse for kicks? Is that what you do?
No, actually, I don't. I work 80 hours a week, and I wouldn't dream of burglarizing somebody's house because I work for my living.
80 hours, my bare rear end.
I have two jobs.
Why can't she work 80 hours?
And a night job.
Everybody likes to talk about how hard they work. That's a load of old crap.
Well, it's a fact.
I wouldn't
dream of burglarizing somebody's house.
I'm a lawyer, and I work more than any human being that I've ever met.
When was the last time you burglarized your house, somebody's house, out of necessity?
If I fell asleep in the house, I'd do it to be the police.
You'd find another fool to defend you.
What about Ed Begley Jr.? I'm talking about there's precedents, and that's what we need to look at.
All right.
This is crazy.
What about Ed Begley?
Why is it crazy? Crazy? I'm trying to defend a man against a lot of crap.
But you're trying to defend a guilty man,
I'm not a guilty man. The guy wouldn't have been caught by the police had he not fallen asleep.
That's irrelevant.
Does anybody hear what I'm saying?
We hear what you're saying.
Does anybody hear what I'm saying?
But just because he fell asleep, does that nullify the fact that he actually was in her house?
You're full of lies.
Had his hands on her property, broke her door.
A lot of hot air.
All right. Thank you for your call, ma'am. You're getting frustrated early here.
Yes, because I got to do the thing that you ask me to do all the time, and that's talk to idiots. And
I don't think anything that woman said was idiotic at all, and you need to back off and calm down, because we got a lot more people to talk to.
I'm trying to explain a legal, live and let live, and let bygones be bygones, which is a fundamental legal premise. premise of the America.
Of the America?
Of the United States of America.
All right. 1-800-5201-CAT.
You know, don't start getting on me very early, Phil, because I can hang a phone up as well as anybody.
I'm not. I just said, you said of the America.
I meant to say of the United States of America.
All right. Beg your pardon. 1-800-5201-KFI Orange County, 5201-KFI LA County. A legal precedent of the America. Anyway, Harvey Wireman is on the line with us, legal analyst. This is Legal Spotlight. We're talking about a client of his, Donald Halyard, who was arrested by police inside of a woman's home. Mr. Wireman says that his client is not guilty of the charges of burglary, third-degree burglary, and breaking and entering. He was asleep inside the woman's house. He woke up to use the bathroom. The woman saw him, called police. His client is not guilty, because had he not fallen asleep, the cops never would have caught him. 1-800-5201-KFI Orange County, 5201-KFI in LA County. It's Phil Henry's show here on KFI AM 640, more stimulating talk radio.
Get out that.
KFI AM 640, more stimulating talk radio. Phil Henry's show at 1-800-5201-KFI in Orange County and 5201-KFI in LA County. This is Legal Spotlight with the lawyer Harvey Wireman, attorney at law, criminal defense attorney, is defending a Donald Halyard who was arrested by police. When he was found inside of a woman's house, she saw him there and called police. Now, how is it that the woman saw the man there and he was not alerted to run or otherwise escape? He was asleep. And Mr. Wireman, you argue that he is not guilty by virtue of the fact that he had fallen asleep and that the police would not have caught him had he not fallen asleep.
That is correct, yes. And I'll tell you that if it may be a difficult legal point to grasp, but we've got something in the Constitution of the United States of America, which I'm sure you've heard of, called...
Yeah, I've heard of the Constitution.
All right, very good.
Why are you being sarcastic?
Because you don't seem to be able to get a grip on what I'm saying. Self-incrimination. You cannot self-incriminate. By virtue of the fact that he had fallen asleep in the house, that was self-incrimination, and therefore the police have no legal leg to stand on. Now, I mentioned Ed Begley Jr. a moment.
Yeah, you did. What has that got to do with anything?
Well, I'll tell you. Ed Begley Jr. has been arrested for his work on behalf of the forests and of the Navy. No one understands Ed Begley Jr. I understand him. And I've understood him for many years. And when you look at what many of the celebrities have done to further the Bill of Rights, then you understand what it is that we're trying to get at. And this is a man who cannot incriminate himself in the way they tried to make Ed Begley Jr. incriminate himself.
I have no idea what case you're talking about.
I'm telling you. Well, I can't explain it to you.
Simi Valley on KFI AM 640. Hello.
Yeah, how you doing?
Fine.
Hey, this lawyer guy, I think he's a little off his rocker. This guy is in somebody's house, obviously a hardworking individual at work.
Why a hardworking individual? What indication do you have of that?
Well, obviously it's hardworking because he's at work, not at home to watch his house from this government worker. Some of the laziest people, I'm sorry.
It was a woman, number one. Number two, you don't know what she was doing.
Well, we got to assume she was at work. She had nice things in her house for this guy to steal.
We don't have to assume that.
Well, she had nice things to be stolen.
How do you know that?
Well, why would the guy be in the house stealing?
Because there's a lot of things that are in houses that aren't worth stealing.
So he was in the house stealing, and what's your point again?
No,
the guy has got to be tried.
You just called me up to ask me what my point is?
They need to hold this guy up as an example and show that this is the type of activity that is not going to be stood for.
How can they charge him with stealing when he didn't steal anything?
He's asleep in somebody's house, breaking and entering.
He didn't steal anything.
He broke in.
Well, what are you
trespassing?
You said he was stealing.
Well, that's what you said.
No, I did not. I didn't say he stole anything.
This guy is a state worker, one of the laziest people on the planet.
Yeah, I know. You got an axe to grind for state workers.
Well, the guy probably worked at the DMV.
Well, whatever. What you should do is study your DMV book, and then you get your driver's license next time.
Well,
the point is,
the problem is,
what this guy was trying to do is he was trying to...
That's why the state bar is going out of business, because the lawyers like you.
He had a nap, and he got himself a nap, and the police never would have caught him had he not bagged a nap, okay? Now, you want to remember that for your future endeavors there, pal, okay?
All right, 1-800-5201-KFI in Orange County. 5201.
And also, he might have been trespassing, but he wasn't stealing. That's what, you know, but I'm not even admitting to that.
All right, 1-800-521-KFI in Orange County, 5201-KFI in L.A. County, Orange County on KFI AM 640. Hello.
Yeah, I want to talk about the integrity of the client that is being defended. I can say...
What's that got to do with the law?
Oh, it has everything to do with the law. People that don't have the integrity break the law. Now, we're letting you make your point. Let me make mine.
But first, you have to have a premise, and the integrity of an individual has nothing to do with the law.
It has everything to do with the law.
You could be the worst scumbag in the world, but if you don't break the law, you're fine.
Let me make my point, and then you can make yours.
But wouldn't you agree with that?
No, I wouldn't.
Well, in other words, you can't be a scumbag and not break the law.
Personality has nothing to do with taking integrity to the ultimate level. Now,
are you familiar with the Ed Begley case?
Let me make my point, and you can make yours.
Ed Begley Jr.
Don't care. Let me make my point.
Well, there you go. He doesn't care.
Your client was found in the person's home. Now, you've cited that he was there, he fell asleep because he worked too hard, didn't get the sleep that he needed. That's fine. It happens to a lot of people. Now, let's take, for example, a homeless person that has...
I bet you're a big fan of that Allie McBeal, aren't you? She is an embarrassment to every lawyer, to every legal clerk, to every person, anyone who has ever been an officer of the court.
You have homeless people that are working 24 hours a day just to get enough food to survive.
Allie McBeal.
They're not sleeping well because they're sleeping in the elements. And you have the right to ask this guy to get off because he missed his cat nap? That is the most idiotic thing I've ever heard. And if you are trying to get this person off... Because of that, absolutely it's the most idiotic thing I've ever heard.
You've never heard anything more idiotic in your life?
Nope.
Really?
That's the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
Dumbest thing you've ever... How about when you said, I do, to your wife? That wasn't the dumbest...
Okay, quit with the smart remarks, all right?
Please.
What this guy's saying.
I'm making a valid point. An argument is, you know, two sides opposing each other.
Let me ask Mr. Wireman here. You say self-incrimination, correct?
Yes, that's in the Constitution. And if he had not fallen asleep, he wouldn't have been in that house. By virtue of the fact that he was asleep, he was in that house. Well, the police can ask him to incriminate himself, so you don't have any evidence. So him being in the house cannot be used as evidence against him. Now, that is so basic, and it is so much a part of our legal system, I can't believe you two knuckleheads don't understand it.
Actually, you know what?
Well,
I was wrong. That's the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
Oh, that is. Oh, I see. Okay. Well, we've just broken the record for you.
What do you mean self-incrimination?
It's called the Constitution of the United States.
Yeah, I all know all about the Constitution.
You know about self-incrimination?
Yeah.
All right. If a guy falls asleep in the house, he's not there. The guy on the phone, you believe me, don't you?
Not a bit.
You're saying the guy's there?
I'm saying the guy, you cannot prove that just because he did not sleep that the officers would not have captured him. The fact is that he was in the home. The moment he walked into that home, he broke the law, period.
He was there in that house even though he'd fallen asleep and might not have been caught. I want to know what you're saying. I want to be very clear on this.
You cannot guarantee that he would not have been there, period.
Was he in the house?
Absolutely he was in the house.
Well, of course he was in the house.
No, he was not. He had fallen asleep and would never have been there.
But he was in the house.
You asked if he was in the house. Yes, he was in the house.
No,
the question was not 2 hours later, might he not have been in the house? Then I would have answered yes. He might not have been in the house 2 hours later.
Yeah, that's all I need to hear. Thank you very much.
Jesus, sounds like you were just interrogating this guy in a witness stand.
That's how we do it.
Anyway, thanks for calling, sir. I got a break.
Anyone that tries to get that guy off should not be practicing law.
Appreciate your call. Thank you very much, sir.
Appreciate your stupid call, sir.
That guy's call was very intelligent, and he's asking some questions that need to be asked about a guy falling asleep in a house, and he never would have been caught had he not fallen asleep. Self-incrimination. And what has Ed Begley Jr. got to do with it? 1-800-521-KFI, Orange County, 5201-KFI in L.A. County. Phil Henry Show on KFI AM 640, more stimulating talk radio, talking to Harvey Wireman about a man he is defending who fell asleep in a house. Police came and apprehended him. He claims the man is not guilty by virtue of the fact that he wouldn't have been there had he not fallen asleep, and therefore the police never would have captured him. Let's go to Terry Ray Elmer now. FI AM 640. We're stimulating talk radio, Phil Henry Show. And this is Legal Spotlight with attorney at law Harvey Wireman. Defending a man arrested for breaking and entering a third-degree burglar, he fell asleep in a woman's house. And Mr. Wireman is saying had he not fallen asleep in a woman's house, she would not have discovered him and in turn called the police.
Well, you know, one thing is you're not saying, Phil.
Yeah.
Is that he was not attempting to elude the police. He had gotten up to use the bathroom. The woman called the police. The police were there. So nothing about this man's behavior was incriminating either. It simply is not realistic to say the man was attempting to burglarize. And I brought up Ed Begley Jr. Are you aware of the work of Alec Baldwin, of Woody Harrelson? There is precedent in all of these cases.
Alec Baldwin and Woody Harrelson.
The arrests. These are people who are arrested standing on a constitutional principle. That's what we're talking about.
Alec Baldwin and Woody Harrelson, it's completely...
Just trust me on this.
This guy was burglarizing a house. When did Ed Begley Jr. bust into a guy's house?
I'm talking about the Constitution.
All right, Highland Park on KFI AM 640. Hello?
Hello?
Yes.
Yes. I think that he is personating an attorney. If he's saying what he's saying, he...
What are you speaking English?
Yes.
Holy God. Say that again.
I say I think he is impersonating an attorney.
I'm an attorney at law. I was called before the bar 40 years ago.
Well, you...
And I fought for this country in the United States Marine Corps in the Pacific, and I was an attorney for the United States Marine Corps and then called before the bar as a civil attorney in civilian duty. How dare you?
No, it's a long time. 40 years ago is a long time. You should go back and try again to see if you could
talk. Try again? What do you mean, try again?
Yes, because... Just a second.
Listen, take the chicken bone out of your mouth and talk to me.
You all right?
You know?
Listen to me for a second.
You're still eating dinner, aren't you?
Yes, whatever you say.
What are you having, my friend?
What I'm saying is... If I go into a house...
Yes, sir.
All I have to do is pretend to be asleep, and I can be convicted, according to you.
No, sir, I'm not saying that.
Yes, that's what you said.
I'm simply saying that when a man goes into a house, whether or not he has intent to burglarize, falls asleep, and the police apprehend him as he's asleep, you must use what is called dictum servante, which is a legal premise, which means he would not have been there had he woken up. Therefore, under our Constitution of the United States of America, which prohibits self-incrimination, in the country you come from, for instance, my friend, I'll bet you the police can put electrodes to your feet and make you say anything, can't they?
No, you see, you're saying something that you don't know.
Don't you come from Africa?
No, I'm from Costa Rica.
Well, in Costa Rica, don't they squeeze your genitals so that you say...
No, you see, Costa Rica...
What the hell?
Costa Rica's in Africa.
No, no, it's not. It's Central America.
I see how much you know.
All I'm saying is...
You are senile.
No, sir, what I'm saying is this. You can't self-incriminate. And if the guy...
All right, one second, mister. Just a second.
Now, in the case versus Billy the Kid, New Mexico versus Billy the Kid, 1878, he was dead, and they brought him into the courtroom.
What I'm asking you is this.
Are you familiar with that?
Whatever you say, I agree with whatever you want to say.
Thank you, my
for
friend.
For argument's sake, except this, what I want to find out from you. I go into your house. When the police come in...
You are welcome at my house.
One second.
Why would I call the police on you?
Wait, one second.
Yes, sir.
Or any house. When the police come, I lay down and pretend to be sleeping. So that get me off?
Well, whatever guns your engine, I don't...
What he means by get him off, he means will the police, you know, let him go?
Oh. Will that get you off? Well, listen, why would I call the police on you?
Not you, anyone else.
If you're in my home, you've got a perfect right to take a nap. You come over to my house anytime, and I'll let you fall asleep.
I think you're in the wrong business. You should be a comedian.
No, what I'm saying is...
You should be a comedian.
Yeah, answer the guy's... Answer the man's question seriously.
What I'm saying is anyone who is apprehended while in the pro bono state of dictum savante, meaning that they are in the state of self-incrimination, no. However, if you are pretending to be asleep, then you are trying to circumnavigate the law.
Oh, would you know if I'm pretending?
Because obviously you told me.
No, but I was just saying.
Didn't you? You just told me.
But you...
Well, was your client pretending or was he really asleep?
He was really asleep.
How do we know that?
Oh, well, now you're laughing at an old man. Is that what you want to do?
No. You're doing all right, except you should be a comedian instead of an attorney.
Listen, what's your name, my friend?
My name?
Yes.
Enrique McLeod.
Enrique, I'm Harvey. You can come over to my house and fall asleep. And
I wouldn't trust you because I don't think you. I don't think
you are
together.
You say your name was Enrique McLeod?
Yes, sir.
The hell are you, a Scottish guy from Costa Rica?
McLeod, it is, but it's McLeod.
Huh?
The Clan McLeod of Costa Rica, huh?
No, but not that. So I want to know if...
Like the Highlander.
No, one second. Because somebody named Chung Wang, that means he couldn't born here, or born in Africa, or born in Jamaica. What difference it makes? Your name doesn't say where you're born. It only may tell you where your four parents is from.
Oh, that was beautiful.
You're born, you can have any name.
Goddamn right.
Regardless of where you're born.
You are goddamn right, my friend. I'm telling you. Say that again, because I want to get... Say it again. I want my daughter to hear this. Honey, listen to this. Say it again. Say it again, okay?
I says the name that you have doesn't matter where you're born. You could name Chong Wang, and you're born anywhere in the country.
Is that right?
What are you doing?
I was listening to him. I'm just taking care of some business.
I told him to talk about it.
Oh, baby.
Listen, Enrique.
Yes, sir.
You're all right, pal. Thanks for calling.
Yeah, thank you very much.
I think you made some good points. Yeah. All right.
Oh, my old buddy Enrique.
Canyon Country on KFI AM 640. Hello.
Hi.
Messing around with that guy's mind. Is that what you were doing?
I was having some fun with him.
Hello?
Yes, ma'am.
Hi, first-time caller. I just want to make a statement. I was in my car and I was listening to this. This is the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard in
absolutely.
My life.
Absolutely.
It really doesn't make... I don't know what law book this person is reading from. It is the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard.
No, are you familiar with Woody Harrelson and his fight against...
I don't
want to
hear about any of that. All I want to say, any common person with
Willard Scott and his fight against the federal government?
Are you going to let me talk?
What do you mean Willard Scott's fight against the federal government?
What does that have to do with anything?
Willard Scott was found, he chained himself to a fur store.
What does that have to do with anything?
I'm talking about the Constitution, ma'am, and this is what is at the heart and core of this, self-incrimination. Now, this is a fundamental tenet of our legal system. Now, Willard Scott chained himself to a fur coat, and this was in New York.
Well, forget about Willard Scott chaining himself.
What does that have to do with it?
The only thing that my client can be found guilty of is being tired.
Everybody is innocent until they're proven guilty.
Thank you very
Although
much.
The fact of the matter is that the person entered someone's house without permission. He was in there. Obviously, he was not invited.
We do not know that.
He must have been going in there to do something.
We do not know that.
Why don't we know that?
What? This is a big assumption, okay?
You cannot assume the law.
The lady of the house did not invite this man in her house, period.
Well, we don't know that.
Therefore, he was trespassing, period. That's common knowledge there. So the reason that he fell asleep because he had been working long hours and he didn't have enough money, that is ridiculous. And if you're going to waste taxpayers' time to go and take this to court, you ought to be ashamed of yourself. You need to retire.
Ma'am, I think you need to understand.
And you know what? You should have common courtesy for the callers.
Yeah.
You are being ridiculous.
What
you
did
should
I do?
Have,
I'm
you have to listen.
Man.
If you're a good attorney and you've been doing it for as many years as you said, then you should have common courtesy and listen to the other side of the story.
Well,
that's all I have
to say. I'm trying to say that, but I have a kidney condition.
And you're on the air doing this? You're ridiculous.
Ma'am, I'm an elderly man.
Goodbye. Goodbye. Thanks for letting me talk.
I'm a veteran
Bye.
Of World War II. Shoot. Why won't she listen? Bring back that Enrique bastard. He listened to me.
All right. 1-800-52. I think the lady is right, even though I understand that you do have a problem this evening. Talking to Harvey Wireman here in Legal Spotlight. 1-800-521-KFI Orange County, 521-KFI in L.A. County, as we discuss the case of his client, Daniel Halyard, who was in a woman's home. He had fallen asleep. The police came, arrested him for third-degree burglary, breaking and entering. And Mr. Wireman argues that if he hadn't fallen asleep, the cops wouldn't have gotten him. And now he's bringing up all these cases of Willard Scott chaining himself to a fur coat. What has that got to do with...
I believed in Willard Scott's case, and it's a constitutional case, as well as much of what is going on. You know what happened. You know what happened with the Alex Trebek situation, where he was found, it was a sit-in at a lunch counter. They wouldn't serve him. And he said...
Alex Trebek sat in at a what?
Sat in at a lunch counter. They wouldn't serve him. So, because they didn't serve Mexicans. And the whole...
All right. 1-800-521-KFI Orange County, 521-KFI LA County. Phil Hendry Show, KFI, AM 640. More stimulating talk radio. Let's go now to Alan LaGreen.
You blew it, man.
Hey, Michelle.
You made up that.
KFI, AM 640. More stimulating talk. I know it ain't his fault, man. It's my fault. It's always my freaking fault because I can't see anything anymore. God, do I need glasses. Or boy, do I need another Coke. Or, all right, 1-800-521-KFI, huh? In the Orange County, 521-KFI in L.A. County. Phil Hendry Show with Harvey Wireman here talking about his client who was found in a woman's house. Cops bust him. He never would have been busted had he not fallen asleep. This guy falls asleep. And I'm going to ask you the question again. How bright is your client falling asleep in someone's house?
Easily. How bright is my client falling? When you go home tonight, are you going to fall asleep in your house? I don't think it's the stupidest thing in the world. Now, I mentioned Ed Begley Jr., and I have also mentioned Alex Trebek. Now, these are people, and also Ted Danson, who fell asleep in someone's house and was arrested protesting the expansion of the wetlands, which was...
Well, come on, man. What do you think? Ted Danson got busted. Willard Scott chaining himself to a fur... We're talking about a guy that was trying to burglarize somebody's jewelry case.
We're talking about the...
Get some water.
About the Constitution.
Why is it every time I have something good going on here, every time I got you backed into a corner, you're gagging?
You piss me off.
Gardein on KFI AM 640. Hello.
Robert Downey Jr. was
I'd like to comment against with your lawyer. Now, to be honest, I listened to your show before on a late night, and I heard about a guy who his son had stolen a pager. Now, to be honest,
people.
Could you be quiet?
What are you saying?
I just love young black males.
Come on, man, with all that crazy talk.
Now, be honest. I defend them all.
Now, if I came home to my house and there's a guy sleeping there and I don't know who he is, the consequences would have been worse than what the woman did calling the police.
What do you mean?
What do you mean what I mean? I mean you'll be defending me in court instead of this guy.
So what are you saying?
What I'm saying? Come on, man. Use your common sense. And understand,
I'm asking you a question.
Just like I listened to the show before, and I heard about a guy who stole a pager out of a car.
Yeah, right,
when the guy pays the pager back, the kid took the pager back thinking he was going to get a reward.
That's right.
Now, being that if it was me, he would have suffered a behind whooping, just like this guy that's in this woman's house.
And
if it was my house, like I say before, you would be defending me in court.
Well, you like guys behinds.
Nah, come on, man, with all
what
this
are you
crazy
saying?
Talk.
Crazy.
Hey, to be honest, I enjoy the show. I love the show. And every time you ask this guy a question, he's gagging because he got something in his mouth. I got to go. You guys have a nice day.
You're one of those black folks that gets jiggy, right?
Say what? Jiggy? Jiggy in your mama mouth?
What?
All right, thanks, white boy. 1-800-521-KFI in Orange County, 521-KFI LA County, Santa Ana on KFI AM 640. Hello?
Hello?
Did you hear that, asshole?
Can we watch our language around here, man? I mean, it's the first hour of my show. Yes, sir.
Hi. Can you hear me?
Yes, sir, I can.
Okay. I was just calling because this whole premise of a burglary is like, wrong. I mean, Penal Code 459 is what he's addressing, which is defined as any unlawful entry by the person of another. Unlawful is just defined as any person that doesn't have the right to be there or has been given permission to be there.
Another guy who's got a law book in front of him. Oh, boy.
I just saying it like it is. I mean, the guy was there.
Penal code 544.
The guy entered.
You said penal code 548.
No, I didn't. No, I didn't. I said 459. Very, very common.
549.
All right.
Okay.
Okay. Okay. But I'm telling you, the guy entered.
Will you get out of the bathroom? Get out of the bathroom. Yeah, go ahead. The guy entered.
He had no right to be there. He didn't have permission to be there. It doesn't matter if he's sleeping. It doesn't matter if he stole anything because you don't have to steal anything to commit a burglary.
You know what? I'd almost guess that you're a cop talking that kind of crap.
Yeah.
That's what I figured. You're a cop. See,
yeah.
The only guys that are dumber than me are cops.
Okay, all right.
KFI Los Angeles, more stimulating talk radio.
Anyway, tell me about it, kid.
Talk about us all you want. KFI Los Angeles, more stimulating talk radio.
Just totally ass right.